Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Thrilled to have on the phone with me Jane Aldrich, the 5 and 6 o'clock anchor at WLNS TV6 here in Lansing. Good evening, Jane. How are you?
I'm doing super. Thank you, Cheryl. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. We've known each other for many years. We're not going to play the numbers game, however.
There's not enough numbers. We can't count that high.
That's kind of what I wasn't going to say. So we won't play the numbers game. Let's just say we've been friends and co-workers for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
And I'm thrilled to talk to you in this new capacity as well. I wanted to talk to you about a new series that Channel 6 is starting up this next week, and that's why we wanted to get you on as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Six in the City. A, love the name.
Fun.
You do have to say it carefully,
absolutely,
though.
Absolutely, and that's why, you know, we taped it yesterday. Cheryl was like, okay, everybody, really, repeat after me. It's six. Six, not the other way, but yes.
Six in the City. And what I love about it is, A, it's Channel 6, which works beautifully, and B, there are six women anchors at Channel 6, and they are at the forefront and the focus of this new series.
Yeah, absolutely, Cheryl. And again, thanks so much for wanting to talk about this and giving us a little bit of attention and publicity. And congratulations on your new venue and your new project and this great show. I'm so thrilled
for you. Thank you. We just keep popping up everywhere, don't we?
I know, we do. We're kind of like mushrooms after a rainstorm, but
that's
okay.
That's me. Tell us about this new adventure. It's exciting.
It is exciting, and it's something that really started the brainstorming of this, Cheryl, started about a year ago. And we were sitting around a table, a bunch of us in the newsroom, and saying, okay, so what is it that we have? You know, kind of comparing notes. And, of course, you know, we're in, I like to say, friendly competition with some of the people across the street at Channel 10 and so forth. And certainly I worked with a lot of the folks there, and they're still wonderful friends. But, you know, we do try to do some competing and try to showcase what we have and look at our strengths and what we can do to improve. And I think one of the things that dawned on me was sitting around the table were these incredible women. And I said, you know, it's one thing that we have that the competition doesn't really have a lot of. And that is, I mean, they do have women, obviously, and reporters, but not anchor women. There's only just a handful over there, a couple, really. And we have this wonderful group of women that have been there. Some of us, you know, I've started my 26th year, and Sherry, you know, 24, and then, you know, some of the newer anchor women. But we all have kind of a different niche and outlook in life because we're all different ages. We bring different things to the table. So it was one of those things like, why couldn't we do something that allows us to not only do what we love to do, which is communicate information, but do it in a different kind of setting. And then Sherry Jones, my wonderful friend and co-anchor, Sherry Jones, said, we could do something similar to The View. And then one thing started, you know, after another, and we have. It's taken a year to try to finally come down to a point where here's the date, and we're going to sit down, we're going to schedule this, tape this, and start to promote it. We have advertisers that are on board, which is exciting. We bless them for that. And we just see a lot of potential in this, Cheryl.
Well, and when we've, you know, in going through this before and having been an anchor and reporter myself, you're trying to tell a story that has an awful lot of moving parts to it in a short period of time. And that's frankly why I'm loving this new radio thing, because I get to get to expand on the subject more, and that's exactly what you'll be able to do with this show. It's an hour-long show. You get to tell the whole story, and you don't have to edit out pieces that you wanted to keep in.
Yes, and you're absolutely right about that, Cheryl, because time is always just the key force in what we do here, and we just don't, unfortunately, on a half-hour newscast, have the extra time to go into a lot of detail. And then the other part of this show that we really want to bring out is that it's not a news show. It's really a women's entertainment information program. And it allows us then to show the other side of who we are, which is not only professional journalists and anchor women, but also we're women and we're human beings and we have, you know, kids and other obligations that we have in our lives. All of us have had interesting stories in our lives, sometimes some hardship, other things that we like to celebrate, but it gives us an opportunity to show another side to us that we just really can't, nor should we, on a newscast.
Well, that's right. It's about staying within the lines. And speaking of all of us having other lives, you've been able to be quite flexible with your job at Channel 6. Boy, you've been blessed to be work together with them carefully and work around your family and make it work for your family. And that, of course, will I'm sure the story of part of that will be interwoven in some of the stories you tell as well.
Well, and that's a good point because truly it's been the management here at TV6 that has been so accommodating and understanding to the fact that as women and for those of us who have children, that children are our main priorities in life. And we are grateful for our jobs and we do all of us feel really blessed to work and be here and be doing this for some of us a long time. But our families have always come first, and our management here recognizes that and understands that. And it was 5 years ago that I cut back to part-time so that I could be home when my daughter Emily was just starting high school so that I could be accessible to her and what I thought would be probably some key years in her life, driving and, friends and having more freedom.
Yes.
And it was kind of nice to be able to be home when she got home from school for the first time in her life because I have worked over 30 years now full-time and over 25 here at TV6. But it was nice to have that opportunity to be accessible to her and to be there for her. And then when I got her off to college and Sherry was looking at her life, and the point was that Sherry then came in and they asked her to replace me on the 5 and the 6 o'clock. She had been doing the 11 o'clock news and asked her to step up and work full-time to do that. And she was at a stage in her life where it was good. She was ready for it and wanted to. So 5 years later, Sherry's looking at her life. I've got the kid in college, and she's saying, I got one in elementary school, one in middle school, and one in high school. Help me. Kelgon, take me away. And so she said, Jane, I'm up for a renegotiation of contract. Tell me the advantages of taking a little bit of time off and so forth. And I said, Sherry, you'll never regret it. You won't regret a day of it. And, she did a lot of soul searching and spoke to her wonderful husband and then was very honest with management. And they said, yeah, absolutely, we get that. Please, we don't want you to leave, but if you would, continue to do the 11 o'clock. And Sherry really wanted to keep her hand in it. And, she does our Crime Stoppers for us and has made a huge difference in the community in so many different areas. But that worked out for them, and then they came back to me and said, hey, you want to come back to 5 and 6?
It's all about timing.
Right. So, but we've actually seen these things change here just really in the last couple of months on air where Lauren Thompson, who was doing our morning news, had her second baby, and she was on maternity leave and really wanted to have more time with her two little ones. And then Ann Emmerich, seeing her three sons growing up and getting older, she was working, doing weekend news for us and reporting during the week. She's a terrific woman. And so it was one of those things like, wait a minute, how about if we do this? And Jam Sarter, who is our news director, who also has a small child, a daughter, he understands the balancing act that goes into all this. So that's another great supporter that we have here. So it was like, okay, let's accommodate everybody. So Lauren now is doing her weekend news for us, so she's home during the week with her daughters. Anne is now working Monday through Friday, so she's doing our noon news and reporting. So she's home on weekends, so she can be with her three sons. And so, it's like this one. And Brittany Gray is now doing our morning news. So,
and she has a golden retriever.
She does have a dog. And she's kind of, one of our young married people here who's starting her life, trying to see what it's like to have the responsibility of a dog, So.
There you go. Well, and talking about family is a sure a good lead-in to the very first 6 in the city. It's about moms. And it airs on Monday, and it's about moms. And I love that you all had your mothers in.
Oh, gosh, this was so much fun, Cheryl, I'll tell you. We decided since it was the first one was going to air the month of May and right leading into Mother's Day, what better way to begin things by maybe honoring and introducing the public to the women that were so instrumental in our lives, not only as giving us life, but also supporting us throughout our lives and our careers. And so all of our moms, we had Brittany's mom who came in from the Chicago area, probably the furthest way away, and also Lisa Byington, who is one of our sports anchors. She had her mother in from Kalamazoo, and my mom came in from Ann Arbor, and everybody else is around the area, Michigan area. So they were all there, and to coordinate that, I'll tell you, I was exhausted last night after we taped that show to try to keep everybody happy and keep things moving. But yeah, Monday it's 7 o'clock in the evening, so we have prime time viewership there. So isn't that nice?
It's a great time slot. It's a great time slot. And even better, we get to look forward to one of these specials once a month.
Yeah, absolutely. It will be airing a couple other times during the month as well, Cheryl.
But you can check the website to find out when that might be?
Absolutely. You can check our website. And we're really excited. Looking forward to, Cheryl, for ideas, if people have ideas of topics and things that are important to them, because this is really, it's everybody in Mid-Michigan's show. So what you would like it to be, we'd like to hear.
Wow. It sounds like a lot of great lifestyle pieces will be coming our way.
I hope so. That's
very
the plan.
Good. Jane, excited to see it. Thanks for spending some time with us this evening.
Thank you, Cheryl, and good luck with your wonderful show and making such a positive difference in the community. You are wonderful, and I thank you for that.
I thank you as well. We're a mutual admiration society, Jane. Have a wonderful evening. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Cheryl.
Thank you. Jane Aldridge, 5 and 6 anchor at WLNS-TV6. We'll be back with more on Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.